Okay, let's get into Zvachim Daf Ayin Gimel. Zvachim Ayin Gimel, and we will start with Ayin Beis Mabeis, second to last line. Amar Rav Papa. Amar Rav Papa. Remember, we're talking about the first Mishnah in this parak that started, came up a couple of dafim ago. The Mishnah of this parak is called Kol HaZvachim. And this gets into issues of Ta'arovis. This parak is called Parak HaTa'arovis by the Rishonim. More than 20 cases of mixtures, and what do you do in various mixtures? So the first Mishnah here that we're talking about is a case where there are certain animals that were usher to give us karbanos that were mixed up with karbanos. As the Mishnah said, the zvachim shenisarvu b'chatos hamesos, zvachim that get nisarev with one of the five chatos hamesos, as we saw the halacha Moshe b'Sinai, that they have to be left to graze and die, obishar haniskal, or they got mixed up with a shar that has to be killed. Afilo achas biribo yamusu kulam. They all have to die. And if they got mixed up with any of the other ones that are asur bahana, they're all, again, not batel. You have to wait. Maybe sometimes you can wait till they get a mum, or sometimes they just all have to be left to die. So what about the principle of bittel? And we quoted the Bryce's from elsewhere about kol shadarko limnos, eshadarko limnos, the Bryce's that we had on yesterday's daf. When do you ever say bittel? But sometimes you should say bittel. So the Gemara now has an answer. Maybe the Tana of our Mishnah holds like the following opinion. Follows the following opinion. We're going to have one answer from Rav Papa, and then B'Hashem, a little bit later, we'll have another answer from Rav Ashi. So Amar Rav Papa, first of all, second to last line on Ayin Beis Mabeis. Amar Rav Papa, Haitana, Tana Delitra Ketzios, who this opinion that says Bittul never works in this case is like the opinion of Litra Ketzios, of the dried figs. De Amar, who holds Kol Dover Sheishpo Minyan. Anything that is even sometimes counted out, not always, sometimes you could buy it in bulk, but sometimes you count it out, what we might say Kol Shadarko Limnos, not Eshadarko Limnos, but if you say, even if it's only sometimes counted out, Afilu B'Drabanan, even if it's only Asa D'Rabanan, Lo Batil. It's still not going to be Batil, but Kol Shekein B'Daraisa, and surely when it comes to Isure D'Raisa. Where is this Shita that says that it is never batel even by Yisurei D'Rabbanan? So we have this whole Bryce, long Bryce abroad, and at the end of it we'll have the Shita of Rebbe Yoshua. Okay, so let's read the Bryce, and then we'll come back to talk about a lot of different inyanim that come up. This daf is one of the most juiciest, meatiest dafim in all of Maseches Zvachim. Major shas topics come up on this daf. We'll talk a little bit about Bittul Barov. We're going to talk a little bit about Trumas and Meisers, Daraisa Drabanan. We're going to talk about Kavua, called Kavua Kamechzal Mechzadami, called the Parish Meruba Parish. Again, all of these are on this daf right here. We're going to talk about Yesh Koch B'Achachamim Lakar Davar Min HaTorah. We're going to talk about what else comes up here. A lot of other... Could a person eat something that is batel barov? What is it? Nefach leheter? Is it not? Again, all of those are on this little daf. We'll have to touch on some of them. Again, obviously, not doing all of them, but this is one of the examples of zvachim and chulin being connected in terms of the laws of Yeridaya. So we'll see. So let's first read the Braisa. So there's a Braisa that says that even in Issa d'Rabbanan wouldn't be batel if it's sometimes counted out. That's already enough to make it considered chashuv, and therefore bittel would not apply. Who is this opinion? Tanya, the Braisa says, Litra Ketzios, Shadar Salpi Eagle, you have figs that you crushed and you push together, and then you put it on the P-Eagle. Eagle is the type of form that they used to use to crush them into, and it's like, has a couple of layers. So, you crushed some figs, and you know it's on top of one of the Eagulim, on top of one of these forms of these molds, and it is Truma, and you don't know which one it is. You know it's on the top layer, but you just don't know which one. Venio de Bez Eagle Darso. Let's see, you have 50 of these, and it's on the top layer. You just don't know which of the top layers, so is it Batel? Meaning, what is called the top population of these Kitsios? That's going to be the Shiloh. Do you say just the tops? Do you say all, even what's underneath, is included in the Mevatel? So let's see. Venio de Abeza Eagle Darsa Api Chavis, or if it's on the top level of a barrel. Venio de Abeza Chavis Darsa, you don't know which barrel. Api Kaveres, on a either a basket that's shaped like a beehive or an actual beehive that they used to use. Venio de Abeza Kaveres Darsa. Either way, you know it's somewhere on top of this kli. Machlokas. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rowan Esol Yonos. Rabbi Meir says that Rabbi Lazar holds Rowan Esol Yonos, Ki'ilu Hein Perudos. You view the upper ones as if they are separated within the whole barrel. Vatachtonos, Ma'alos Esol Yonos. And the upper layers are nullified by the whole barrel. In other words, you go look at the whole, all of the barrels, you go look at all of the barrels and all of the kalim all together, they're allowed to be viewed as such. You don't just look at the pumin by themselves. That is the first day up. The most makos. See Rashi, Rowan Osan, Kilein Prudos, Afal Bishain Kan Kuf Pumin, Shal Kuf Kalim, Shal Heter, Levata Isur, Levatela Isur, even though you don't have 10 mouths, 10 tops, Fatachtonos, Einan Bechlala Safik, Lehitz Tarif, Imhel Yonas Levatzlan, and the bottom ones aren't really Bechlala Safik, you know those are Mutter. Still, Rowan has called it Shos, Atachtonos, Val Yonos, Shebechola Kalim, Prudos. You can view everything as mixed together, Vizu Mu'ureves, Bekulan. Vatachtonos mitzdarfos la'alos esal yonos shebachol pum upum. And it can be mitzdarif to be mevatel. That's the sheet of Rebbe Lazar, according to Rebbe Meir. This is Rebbe Meir's view of the machlokas. Rebbe Lazar and now Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Yeshua omer im yesh mea pum in yalu. No, you only go by the upper layers. That's the only suffix that you have. If you have 100 in the top layers, then fine. Because we know truma is batel be'echad umea. V'imlav, but if not, you don't have 100, apum and asurin, vashulayim mutarin. And if not, all the tops are asur. If you don't have 100, it's all medume. All the tops are asur, vashulayim mutarin, and the bottom ones are all mutar, because we know the isur is not within. That is Rabbi Meir's view of the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we didn't get to the important cheetah for us yet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he said, no, a different version of the machlokas. Rabbi Lazar says, nobody says as makel as the first opinion that we had before. Rabbi Lazar says like the more machmer opinion that we said before. Rabbi Lazar, Omer, Amish, Sham, Kuf, Pumin, Yalu, Vim, Lav, if you have 100, fine. On the top, v'im lav, and if you're not, ha'pum and asur and v'chulu. So Rabbi Lazar says what Rabbi Yeshua said before, but here Rabbi Yeshua is the most machmir. Rabbi Yeshua omer, afilu yesham shlosha meos pumin. Even if there are 300 pumin, the 300 upper top levels of the barrels, still it's not going to be batel. Lo yalu, it's not going to be batel, because this is again a davar sheyesh bo minyan. Sometimes it's counted out, and therefore it will never be batel. And that's the sheet of our Mishnah that the animals won't be batel. Good. Just finishing up the brisa once we're here. Darsa be'igol ve'eni yodea be'ezem okam be'igol darsa. If you don't know, it's somewhere in all of these barrels, or all of these kelim, you don't know, not just on top. Ilitzvona olazeroma divya kol yalo, that everybody would agree, it would be batel. Okay, a lot to talk about. Let's go step by step. So first, the top line of the Gemara said, afilu b'drabanan lo batel. Adavar sheish b'minyan even drabanan. So why is this drabanan? In the case of Litcha Katsios. Why are we talking about Durabanans here? So Rashi and Tosus both say here, and many other places in Shas, that the mitzvah d'araisa of Trumas and Maestras are only by Dagon, Tirosh, v'Yitzar. That's what the Pasuk says, and that's why it is Durabanan here, because it's talking about figs. Figs are not Dagon, Tirosh, v'Yitzar. Right, that's what Rashi says on the fourth line. B'midi d'isurah d'Durabanan kagon Trumos Kitzios. That's Durabanan. And Tosus also says it here. Tosus in the top Tosfos, Dibur Maskil, Rabbi Meir, Tosfos here is discussing, trying to work out within Reish Lakish, let's read where he picks up. Again, he starts over the question. Let's start with the beginning, I guess, and then we'll see the chilek where Tosfos mentions this shita. Tema, L'Reish Lakish, D'Amar La'el Gabi Chavilei Tilton. On yesterday's daf, Reish Lakish quoted Chavilei Tilton, the bundles of fenugreek. According to Rabbi Meir, Kol Shedarko, anything kasha. Rabbi Meir gufik sarver delishuk sios patela. Here, Rabbi Meir says that the delishuk sios is batel. Right, Rabbi Meir is the first version of the machlokas. It's batel either in the tops or in the whole barrels. But last time on yesterday's daf, we said the more inclusive kol shadarko, and therefore it shouldn't be batel. Right, and then he says, maybe we're talking about Durabanan, but says Tosa, second skinny line, V'im tomer, im chuma bizman hazeh Durabanan, im kein batla kedusha sa'aretz, im kein kilaya kerem nami Durabanan. If you want to say it's batled, it's Durabanan because it's chuma Durabanan, so then kilaya kerem should also be Durabanan. V'im aitani kol shadarko. So, how do you answer, what's the difference between kilayim and chuma? So Tosa has two answers. And again, along the way, you see he holds like Rashi. In our case, like many we showed him hold. V'yesh lomar says Tosus. To kilaya kerem uchad derabanan. Kilaya kerem is only one derabanan. Why? Because of kedushas haaretz. The imlo batla kedushas haaretz haya daraisa. Kilay HaKeron would be Daraisa if we had Kedusha Sa'aret. So it's only one level down, one derabanan. Aval hacha. But here by the Truma, it's a double derabanan. Why? chad de batla kedusha sa'aretz. Number one, even if it was around bisman. Sorry, step one is there is no more kedusha sa'aretz in full. V'od, and even if it was bisman hamikdash and bisman kedusha sa'aretz, the shumas te'inim midrabanan. Figs are all drabanan. Delo mechay midaraisa adog antirash v'yitzar. That so is the shita many places and Rashi shita. So that's this answer that he gave though along the way for Rabbi Meir. Tosfos is given another answer just a few lines later. Maybe Kalayim is different because Kalayim asur b'hana'a. Even if the batla kedushas ha'aretz is more chomer. But anyway, that is shitas Rashi, that is shitas Tosfos. Who argues the Rambam? The Rambam writes clearly that all fruit have chumas and maestros midaraisa, have a chiyuv of chumas and maestros midaraisa. The Rambam in Hilchas Chumos in Perek Beis Halach Aleph, kol ochel, adam, Hanishmar shegidulav min haaretz chayev v'truma. All food that grows from the ground is chayev v'truma. U'mitzvah, okay, vegetables, yirakos, the Rambam says is drabanan also. That's a very fair Gemara. But the Rambam says u'mitzvah zaseh lahafrish mimenu reishis lakoin. So mitzvah zaseh to be mafrish to give the reishis to the kohen. Shneamar reishis to gancha v'siroshcha v'yitzarecha titein lo. And then the Rambam says ma dogan tirosh v'yitzar, just like grain, wine, and oil. Ma achal adam v'kidulav min haaretz v'yesh lo b'aylin. It's food for people. It grows from the ground and it has an owner. Shneamar to gancha af kol kayotze b'hem. And chayev betruma v'chein b'maisus. Trumas and maisus are ochel, nishmar, and gedulah min haaretz. Right, those three. That's all that one needs. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah points out here. Mashpel Rabbeinu shachayevim in a Torah afal pishakasa dagatirish v'yitzar. Sover Rabbeinu d'lav dafka elohu adin l'chol d'dami luhu upashta d'lishta d'Yerushalmi reish maisus u d'sifri parshasasa d'aser misayel l'rav. The Gamper Beis the Erevin or the Perak Paul and then he quotes others. And he quotes looking about Metzia Daf Peches. It's Muchach the Te'enim Chayavas Ben Torah. Got to figure out what Harashi and Tosas read that Gemara in Bar Metzia Daf Peches. Right? He says V'ein Kein Das HaRavid. It's not what the Ravid says. Machakasav Betchilas Hilchos Maestros. If you look at the Ravid writes in Hilchos Maestros in Perak Aleph Halacha Tes. The Ravid argues. The Ravid says it is not true. V'yaflo shari lano schutz v'tirosh dagan v'yitzar. Right? Just those. Right? He agrees that it is only by dagan tirosh v'yitzar. Why is that an important comment to the Ravid? Because there's another Ravid. The Ravid agrees with Rashi and Tosfos that the chiv is only by dagan tirosh v'yitzar. But he might argue with Rashi and Tosfos based on what he writes in the Kasuv Sham. The Kasuv Sham are his comments that he has on the Baal HaMa'or. And he writes, Kasav Sham, he quotes the Baal HaMa'or, and then he argues with him. So there is two comments in Maseches Chulin. Maseches Chulin, he has two comments. The second one, he writes, that even though I agree with Rashi and Tosfos, that the Chiyuv of Trumas and Maestros is only Midaraisa, by Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar, if you would give it by other fruit, it would be recognized on a Daraisa level as Trumas and Maestros. There's no Chiyuv Daraisa, but there is a Kiyuv Daraisa. The chutz, he says, Omer ani, she'ein chayavin misa, ela al trumas dagan tirosh v'yitzar v'al tevel shalahen. Real, full-fledged daraisa with chi of misa for azar is only dagan tirosh v'yitzar. But the chutz mizeh, afim nomar she'ein chayavin min ha-Torah, im kara aleim she'im, yesh aleim kedushas truma min ha-Torah, u'midama'as kishel Torah. So the Ravid holds like the Rashi Tosfos, but he says clearly here in the Kasuv Sham that it would be considered a daraisa, even though it doesn't have all the dinim daraisa. So that's important. Rashi and Tosfos, the Rambam, the Ravid. There is another day in the Shita Mekubetzes in Bamitzia on that Gemara Peches where the Shita quotes maybe it's by Shiva Saminim. Maybe it's by all Shaminim, right? That's why Te'enim could also be included. And then again, you have to come up with a different answer. Why is Drabanan here? Bizman Hazeh, right? And not just inherently because it is figs. Number one. Number two. Let's get into the Braisa that was quoted. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda held, Rabbi Yehuda said in this that the Machlokas is between Belazar, Rabbi Yeshua. Belazar says if there's 100 on top, great. If not, not. Then Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's never batel. Asks Tosfos, this is Rabbi Yehuda talking. Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say, min bimino lo batel? We've quoted that a number of times over the last couple of months. Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the big Tosfos. V'yim tomar, l'Rabbi Yehuda, this whole shaila is it a drabanan? Is it, you consider it with the top and the bottom? This is min bimino. It's all figs. So if it's all figs, why don't we say it's not batal anyway? What's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda's just quoting this machlokas, but he doesn't hold of either of the opinions. Why is the issue here, davar shebeminyan, and how you count? Afilu kol mi li oser b'kol shehu. Right? Everything should be oser. Oser b'kol shehu. Tashamina le Rabbi Yehuda l'kaman b'pirkin d'min b'mina lo batel. Right, we the Rabbi Yehuda holds. We discuss this at length in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Min b'mino, something in its own type is not batel. Ubeseifanami diktani divrei hakol. The Rabbi Yehuda yalu, and in the last line that says, yeah, and if you don't know if you put it on top or in the middle, for sure it's batel. The Rabbi Yehuda. Amayalu, why should it be batel? Right, it is min bamino. V'chein l'kama denakat ri rimone baton afilu komi linami. V'chein amperkan izakani kos the gemara in Maseches Gittin. Again, all these cases. Why don't we say? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say min bamino lo batel in these cases? So says Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam comes up with the Yesod Gadol. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbi Gilyon Ashas here says we should look at the Tosfos in a couple of days. That will have Beth Hashem when we get there. The Yom Rabbeinu Tam, Delo Am Rabbi Yehuda Min Bemino Bekol Shehu Ela Bedavar Lach Dumya De Dama Par Vedama Soyer De Yolef Mino Lekaman De Dabar Hamis Arifu. What is the source for Rabbi Yehuda's Min Bemino Lobatil? That's from Maseches Yuma. That the Torah describes that you take the blood of the goat and the blood of the cow and you sprinkle it. One second. If you mix the blood of the goat and the blood of the blood of the cow is going to be much larger quantitatively. And yet the Torah still calls it the blood of the goat and the blood of the cow. It must be min bamino lo batel. Dam bedam is lo batel. So what is that an example of? Lach balach. Says Tosfos, says Rabbeinu Tam, that's not just an example, but that is the model. And therefore, min bamino is only, not batel, only when it is lach balach, but it is yavish b'yavish. All these cases that Tosfos quotes, including our case, of figs and figs, it's yavish b'yavish. So Yehuda would say yavish b'yavish is batel, even bin bimino. Right? So you might have said, ironically, you might have said just the opposite, right? When something is separate, right? What did Rabbi Yehuda say? When it's separate, it's more batel, and when it's together, it is batel. It's not batel. Why would that make sense? You might think that when something becomes mu'urav totally like liquid, that's a bigger reason to say that it's batel. But Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, explaining Rabbi Yehuda, it's the opposite. When it's lach belach, then it's not batel. And when it's yavish b'yavish, it is batel. So what's the svar for that? So the Achronim all get into the act here. We'll quote two formulations, but they're pretty similar. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kovetz Ha'aretz and Yevamis, Simin Samach Os Hei. Osei. So what is the svara? Says Rav Elchanan. Sfir le Rabbi Yehuda. The din bitul de yavesh leka balach. U bitul de lach leka biyavesh. They're different bitels. Bitul works, functions differently. The mechanism of bitul is different by lach biyach and yavesh biyavesh. Velo harizeh ka harizeh. To be yavesh, you have to see his words and then he explains it. To be yavesh, by yavesh biyavesh hamiyut misbatel bitoch harov. The meat is vispatel in the rove. Ulamasul mahani bitel. Ubalach hamiyut misbatel legabe harov. Right? Is it bitoch harov or legabe harov? That's Rabbi Chanan's chilek. So how do you explain that? What does that mean? What does it mean that it's batel in the rove or batel legabe the rove? To call hamechubar leiza davar misbatel etzlo v'nasa kamoso. If you have something that's totally connected like liquid, so then it becomes part of the other item and it's considered the other item. Ukemo b'hashaka, like you have hashaka by a mikvah. Shehashu'uvin misbatlin etzal hamikvah yechibur, and you connect some mikvah water to the sink water. And memela, it's all considered mikvah. Dumya dizram, shevizbat lemes la karka. You plant something, it becomes connected to the ground, and the ground is not mekabel tuma. Ubebitul ze yesh lechalik bein mino l'she'eno mino. Debe'eno mino kugon chalav b'mayim, hachalav mizbatel yitzlamayim, and not zemayim, it becomes water. Vol mayim akati ein mayim, gam la'achari atarovis. Even after it's mixed up. Avol b'yavesh lo shayach lomar, da'al yedei hachibur, when it's yavish b'yavish, you can't say it as a new identity. Because you see it. Each item is separate. Each item is separate, so the bitul can't work the same way. There's no physical attachment. It's not like liquid. It means you still have the robe, you still have the miyut, and you're able to view it as it was batel. It didn't become one. It's just mutter because of the mixture. V'chulu. V'did bitul shel yavish like a balach. Mishum shel iser mispashit b'kol haheter. V'yad bitul balach hu mishum din chibur. She tisbatel agabi adavar she neschaber elav nasakoa. Becomes like it. So min b'mino is not batel by lach because it is all connected and therefore you look at it as a one, says Rabbi Chanan. Masha'enkein, if it's yavish b'yavish, so then each stands alone, and as he says, it's misbatel b'toch harov. Even if though it exists, it still can be mevutal. So again, that explains the distinction. You still got to work out exactly why should there be a difference then. So even, yes, that obviously explains why one's physical and one's physically connected and it loses itself and one's not. So again, Reb Chaim also, a little before Reb Chanan, right, Reb Chanan's Rebbe, right, Reb Chaim talks about this in the Chidushi Agracha Lashas, in Os Shin Pei Ches. Reb Chaim, just again, summarize Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim notes, let me just find it here. Reb Chaim notes that, again, there would be a chilek between what you say regarding lach balach and what you say regarding yavesh b'yavesh. And he uses phrases that he uses elsewhere, which we're going to talk also about today. He says, one halacha is holken achar harov, and one halacha is bitl barov. And when is min b'mino lo batil relevant? So says Reb Chaim, right? Ha'acha achas sheholken achar harov. Shebechol ha'chol ta'arovis isser v'heter yish litlos al echem in ha'tarovis shuman ha'rov ha'mutter. V'alacha from every item in the ta'arovis, we could say it's from the majority, which is mutter. Holken achar harov. You take each one and you identify it as, oh, this must be part of the rov. Bitl barov is different. Shebemakom sheish ta'arovis shal isser v'heter, batal ha'miyat to isser barov ha'mutter. And the whole thing becomes heter. The whole thing becomes heter. Ubeinyin ze, and regarding that, you could have a chiluk between lach balach and yavish b'yavish. By yavish b'yavish, you don't need the halacha of bitul barov. You just have holken achar harov. Because you could deal with each item. Holken achar harov could apply by yavish b'yavish. But when it comes by lach balach, you can't talk about holken achar harov. Because it's all one item. It's all one item. It comes together. Hakol balul biyachad, b'kol mashu min ha'tarovis bevade mu'uravim iser v'heter. So you can't say this is from the rov because this has iser and heter in it, and that is why that's a different than a bitul barov. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda says lo batel, because every item, a drop of that liquid of lach balach, has, you have to view it as iser and heter mixed in, because it's a bitul birov, but it means it's one item now. Mashenkein, can you say this item goes after? You can assume it's from the majority because it's an independent chefza. That's where Reb Chaim says. That's where you would say it. Lach balach min b'mino lo batel is only something that would apply to lach balach and to bitul barov, not to holken achar harov. Okay, there's more there. Just to mention two formulations that the achronim suggest. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Yamar, fourth to last line. Says Rav Ashi, now we're getting back to another suggestion, another pshat of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the animals get mixed up, no bittel takes place. Why not? Why don't you say the animals are bittel and therefore you can give the animals as karbonis? Rav Ashi Amar Afilo Tamer Rabbanan. You don't have to say this unusual Tana from Litra Ketzios in the Brisa that says bittel never works. Afilo Tamer Rabbanan. Balechayim chashivihi v'lo batli. Talking about animals, live animals. Live animals are chashiv. There are certain items that are considered significant. Davashesh lamatirin, maybe not. Chaticha ruyelis kabed, birya, a number of items. So here too, balechayim are chashiv, they're not batel. And that is why you can't say bitl in our case. Ask the Gemara one second. V'nimshoch, for now, let's go back to the Mishnah. So we have this whole group, and they're all stuck. They're all usser. Why? V'nimshoch v'nikrav chad minayu. Why don't we just take one of them? Take one of them, v'neima, called the parish, v'ubba parish. Take one of them out of the group and say, oh, the majority are mutter animals, so this animal is mutter. Called the parish, meruba parish. That's the principle. It says, the Shin Mukubet says, even if you want to say balechayim are not batel, but now you don't look at it as a group anymore. You look at each one. And when you look at each one, you can say, hokanach arof. Says the Shin Mukubet, says an Oz Gimel right here. V'yim Tomar. What do you mean, pull one out? Ha'amrina balechayim chashivi v'lo batli. they're not batel. The Yesh Lomar says the Shita. Hayno dafka kishaklinan kulam o rubam. If you're looking at them as a whole group, az vadai lo yoel hamshacha, you can't just pull one. Avale mashach kol echon mehem bifnei atzmo. Name a shopper, called the parish, Ruba parish. Right at this stage of the Gemara, you could say, called the parish. Once you only say, lo bato, when there's still a tarovis. But here there's no more tarovis, right? You've taken an animal. And therefore you should say, it is all mutter. Called the parish, Ruba parish. Says the Gemara, as the Gemara says often, whenever these two principles are a team, they always go together and they're opposites. Called the parish, Ruba parish. No. Nimshoch, havila kavua. Are you going to pull one out? But this is already considered a stationary mixture, kavua. And the rule is, v'chol kavua kamechzal mechzadami. And we know, any stationary mixture is considered kamechzal mechza. Why is that? Ultimately, it's exeris akasev, based on a pasuk, right? The classic case of kol kavua is somebody, there's a group of 10 people, 9 of them are Jews, 1 of them is an akum, right? And we're able to consider it kol kavua kamechzal mechzadami, in terms of somebody, laws of a ritzicha. Or there's 10 shops, and 9 of them are kosher, 1 of them is not kosher. So you can call kavua, the stores are kavua, and therefore you have to treat the suffix as a 50-50. If you know, you went into one of the stores and you bought something, you can't say, oh, Rove was kosher. No, the stores are kavua. Call kavua, kamechza mechzadami. If you found a piece of meat in the middle of the stores, so in the middle, in front, you don't know where, so that's called the parsh b'ruba parsh. The meat moved, you don't know, but if it's the stores, then it is called kavua. There is a big question in the Achronim, alumdish chakira, rather discussed by Rav Shimon Shkup and by others, when we say kol kavua kamechzal mechzadami, anything that's stationary now has to be viewed as 50-50, and we're not allowed to say that you go by the rove. Is that because the kavua destroys the rove? Right, it's not considered a rove anymore if we say kol kavua, or it is a rove, but you don't follow it. That's quoted in the Achronin, Machloka, the Prima Gadim, Rav Shimon Shkup. Rav Shimon Shkup assumes kavua means that the Torah is machshiv the miyut to be as significant as the rove. And therefore, it's equalized. But let's say, says Rav Shimon Shkup here, it's in the Chidush Rav Shimon, Teksubis Tesvav, and also in the Shara Yosher, Shara Dalid, Beis through Dalid, again, a sugi that he talks about a lot. What's kavua? Shebemakam sheish kfius hechshiva Torah es hamiyut kemo harov. V'kivan shehamiyut chashuv kemo harov, yesh kan mechzal mechza. Aval kol, if you have a different birur, so that can help. That is one version. But other achronim, the Prima Gadim, say that no, there is rove here. There is a bevarer, but you still don't go by it. Kavua beats it. So then maybe an afkamina could be, if you have other mevarim, also kavua could beat it. If kavua is just about, there is no rove, right, because rove and meat are equalized in terms of their chashivas, then maybe a different mevarer could win. But if you say, no, it does exist as a mevarer, but kavua beats it, then maybe it'll beat other mevarim too. Either way, that's kavua, again, a very deep sugya that we're not going to get fully into now, but that's what the Gemara says here. How could you pull out one animal and say, oh, called the parish, b'ruba parish, it started out as kavua. The animals are stationary, they're not moving, and therefore called kavua, kemechza al mechza, kemechza dummy. So the Gemara says, continue, we'll get back to kavua, let's just do a little more. Says the Gemara, Ella, okay, I have another idea. Nichbishinu denaydi. Why don't you just get them all moving? Get them all moving. Give them a push. Get them all moving. And if they're moving, they're no longer kavua. It's like unkavua the kavua, right? Sometimes you have in halacha. If you change the conditions for the situation, then the halacha changes, right? Because there's a different situation. Like we say sometimes, unmix the mixture on Shabbos. There's a situation in Borer. I want to set the table for tomorrow morning, and I have forks and knives and spoons all mixed up. And to take one out now, it's not going to work. It's going to be us. Or why? Because we know for Bora, you need all three conditions. Ochel yad la'alter, ayil. Ochel, good from the bad, which I'm taking. I want the fork. Yad, with my hand, fine, but la'alter, for immediate usage. I'm going to set the table tonight for tomorrow morning. That's a problem. So I need all three conditions. So what do I do? So the poskim say, unmix the mixture. Rav Moshe says in a tshuva, take the group of forks, knives, and spoons, just scatter them on the table. You have now unmixed the mixture. Now you can take each one and put it out wherever you want. That's removing the situation of Borer. So here too, remove the situation of Kavua. Just get the animals all moving. And if the animals are all moving, so then fine. The name called the parish, Meuba Parish. Right? Then we would say that called the parish, Meuba Parish, it wouldn't be a problem. So the Gemara, as we're going to see, is going to say that's Aser Midrabanan Mishum Gzeira. But even before we continue, a couple of other points on Kavua. Rashi says right here, Rashi on the fifth or sixth line. Again, these dafim also might not be real Rashi, as we mentioned. It's not Rashi from the Ksav Yad, but either way, the it's a Rashi, but it's Rov Rishonim. Tosa says this Beferish also in Psachim and Daftesim Abeis, that Mida Oraisa Kavua is only where the Isser is Nikar Viadua. The Isser is Nikar Viadua, like the case, that's a non-kosher store. That's an Isser that's Nikar Viadua. That's what we would say. I'll read you the Lashon from Tosfos, Tesma Beis, in Miseches Psachim. That's the Sugya of Kavua and Nechso, all of those cases of Shtei Shvilin. Tosfos says, Shani Hasan, Dolavi Kavua Gomor, Shoha Isser Murav Beheter Beidu Nikar, Umidrabanan Asru Bekavua Zeh, Demidaraisa Lachashiv Kavua Elakisha Isser Yadua Bimkomo. Only when it's Isser Yadua Bimkomo, that's when it is. And all the Achronim discuss what is the svar for that, why does it only apply if the Isser is Yadua Bimkomo, and you know, do you say because it's a din in limiting to is it a tnai in kavua or not? Okay, just to know, the Birei Adaf has a couple of all the Achronim on this, explaining that daya of Tosis. But there is a discussion that we've had before, but it's a fascinating discussion, so I'd like to just to mention it again. And that is Reb Chaim, another Reb Chaim, which is similar, also about Rov, in the Grach HaLashas, where he discusses in Os Reish Chavtes, the principle of Ein Hochem B'mam Monach Rov, and the Tosfos in Meseches Bava Kama, the beginning of HaMiniach. Tosfos there asks, why do we say that by Bezdin, right, let's say Bezdin votes, capital crime, 13 to 10. So he killed a person. Ask Tosfos, what do you mean? In Hochen b'mamon achvarov, kol shekein, in Hochen b'dinin nefashos achvarov, to kill the person. Right, so why do we kill the person? Says Tosfos, no. Rov b'dayonim is different. The rov is kemisha, the miyad is kemisha eino. What does that mean? So Reb Chaim explains, similar to what we just said before, b'shem Reb Chaim. There are two principles, there's Hochen achvarov and bitul b'rov. Hochen Acharov means the Miyad exists, but then you just follow the majority. Bitul Barov means the Miyad doesn't exist anymore. There's one composite object or institution or answer, and that's all. There is no Miyad. So says Reb Chaim, by Rov Bidayanim, during the Masu Matan, they're all discussing things, and you go up for a vote, everybody has their opinion, and you count up, and you have the majority, and you have the minority. That's Hochen Acharov. But once you give the answer, once Bezin comes up with the answer, and they give the psak din, that's bitul barov. There is no, the dayanim lose their own identity, their own individuality. Eval avadei pshita, the kiva deik etzeres akasev, de beina kach vakach sanhedrin, vegam din de achre rabba mahatos, yesh lon imkein al karchach, de yesh lohem tziruf, vekulam biyachad gomer mesadin, vial karchach, vial kein amrinan bahach rubo kikulo. V'emkein hari'ika kvar kol minyan Sanhedrin. Right, the whole Sanhedrin is giving the answer. Right, it's not even just 13. It's 23 giving the answer, even the miyut. What do you mean, the miyut paskin the other way? The answer is there is no more miyut. When Bezin gives an answer, it's one answer. Right, it gives depth to the Gemara that says the dinam can't come out and say, I was outvoted. You know, I gave the other answer. It's even deeper, not just Lashon Hara and Rechilas, like the Gemara says, but even deeper that this one composite answer, that dayanim lose their individual identity when it comes to the psak din. During the Maso Matan, they have their own identity. They have to give all their opinions. But once it's a psak din, then we don't say that. So says Reb Chaim, quoting from Rav Tali Trupp, this issue, quoting from the Kasha of the Mordechai. The Mordechai in the first paragraph of Chulin asks, dayanim are sitting down. And dayanim give their opinion, but 1 second. So, you shouldn't go by rov by dayanim, why call kavua kamechsal mechsadami? The dayanim are sitting, so every time the dayanim will give a vote, you should say, call kavua. Wow. So, if you look in the Mordechai himself in Chulin gives also amazing answers. The Mordechai says, well, maybe the words that come out, their bodies are kavua, but says, this is the Mordechai in Tov Kuf Tzadi Gimel. V'tiris, d'lo shayach l'meimar kol kavua kamechsa elaheicha dika sveika levar adavar. When there's a suffix about something, you don't know about this piece of meat. You don't know who the guy threw the rock at in the group. But if there's no suffix, So then you don't apply kavua and call the parish. V'chanami b'sanhedrin. Kivan de yodin v'roin miyena mezakim miyena mechayven. Tenush enelech achareyam. There's no suffix here. There's just different opinions. So you don't apply kavua and parish there. The ode, and then he says, also, unbelievable. The ein osin maisa v'gufan. Ela achar hadibur hanivdal. V'hanifrash mi piyem. V'have kibbasar hanimsa. Just like if you find a piece of meat in between stories, that's called a parish. That's not kavua. So too, the words that come out of the dayanim's mouths are considered parish and not kavua. Fine. But Rabbi Chaim says, according to my pshat, you know, you don't even have to come out to this whole thing. When dayanim give an answer, there's no, it's batabarov. It's not holchanacharov. Right? Called a parish and kavua only apply when the meat still exists. And you say, Holchin Acharov, but by Bittul Barov, there's nothing to talk about. It's all one composite idea. Okay, we continue. One final point on this question, the last question. So the Gemara, what are we up to? The Gemara says, so why don't we just take the animals and get them moving? Get the animals moving. Tosva says, it can't be then that we got the animals moving, and then we took an animal out. That wouldn't be allowed. Because you're not allowed to see the separation, or else it will still be called kavua. This is what Tosfos and other Rishonim say as well. V'nechmashinu, Tosfos says, Ukegon shalo befaneinu pirshu mimakom kavua. The one came out. Let's say we get them all walking, and then we see one separate. The haisa haprisha befaneinu hayu asurin kilulachan bevakom kvius. But if we saw, so then we wouldn't be able. That would still be called kavua. That is not good enough. That's what Tosfos says here. The Ran and Chulin on the upside of the hay is not as convinced. Even if you saw it, it'd be okay. You just can't take him out. But even if you saw it, it would be okay. Okay, machlokas. We showed him each of these machlokas, as we know, has a lot of lumdus, but we have to continue. So why don't you just get the animals moving? Remove the situation of kavua. Amarava says, yeah, you can on a daraisa level, but the rabbanon gzeira shema yavo yudkon b'masachas v'yikruvu. What's going to happen? Remember, we're talking about our mishnah. You have all these animals mixed up. Some of them are karbanos, most are karbanos. What are we worried about? Really, you could take one out and be makrovit, but we're nervous that they're going to be 10 kohanim and they're going to end up taken out from this group, and then they're going to end up being zorek and mak to the dam at the same time, and the majority then will be being done at the same time. Rashi adds, the haim rov yavo yudkoanim the yizraku demayen the yaktiru emurim keechad the efshar litzamseim. Maybe it'll all be done at the same time. So the majority will be being done at the same time. That ruins your kalta parsh beruba parsh. Kalta parsh beruba parsh, Rashi says, means when the rov is left. When the rov is left, so then you can be makti or makrov or use these miut, because you can assume it's from the rove. But if the rove is now taken out and it's getting worse, so then you have to assume that maybe one of the isurim are in it. So says the Gemara, why? One second. Each Kohen that took one out, he's allowed to assume that it's mutter. Right? Called the parish, meruba parish. Right? And it was moving and there's no kavua. So when could it change back to become usur? Once something's mutter, it's mutter. Megisa, the dam that's in the mizrak that you're about to sprinkle, once enough kohanim took, you know, it's going to be usur. What changes it back? How can he change it back? So Gemara says, okay, you're right. That's not the gzera. Not worried that 10 are going to end up being zorik and maktir at the same time. Mishum shema yavo'u yud kohanim v'asachas v'yichu. The gzera is that the 10 kohanim are going to come at the same time to take it out of the taroves. So it never had a shas heter. You're right, if it had a shas heter, that it can't be choser v'ne'esar. But maybe the kohanim are going to come and take it all at the same time. Says the Gemara, is that possible? Be'asara kohanim b'vazachas mi'efshar. Is it possible? As Rashi says here, even if you want to say efshar litzamtzeim, another shas topic on this daf, that it's able to be done at the exact same moment, but he was talking about running after animals. Rashi says on a reality, practical level, the animals are going to be running away. You're not going to be able to catch them all at the same time. Right? So Rashi says, Sarach lirdofu lahasikol echad. So you can't say it's going to be all at the same moment, so you shouldn't make a gzeira mishum that. It's an impossible situation. So elam arava mishum kavua. The gzeira is not because the kohanim might take it at the same time. The gzeira is if you're taking animals from these animals that are moving, you might come to take animals even in a situation of kavua, and that is why it is Aser de Rabbanas. That's what our Mishnah Gemara explains. Our Mishnah, they're all end up being Aser because of the Xera de Rabbanan, you might take a Mishum Kavua where they would be Aser de Oraisa. There is a Machlokas Rishonim. What happens if the animal left by himself? The animal left, you didn't move it. So what happens if the whole group starts walking by itself, then fine. They're all parish now. They're all, it's no more kavua. But what if an animal goes by itself? That is a machlokas rishonim. The Rashbar writes in the Torah Sabayis, then it would be mutter. There's no gzeira in that case if one just walks. While Tosis and the Rush say that it would be us. Good. Another important discussion to have here. Actually, let's read one more line. The Shinu Kabet says right here. So the Gemara asked, once it's mutter, then it can't become aser again. Once you took it out of the tarov, it's mutter. And the Gemara said, yeah, you're right, it's all gzeira d'rabbanan. So Shez, the Shinu Kabet says right here, knows gimel. This relates to one of the first discussions in Hilchas Tarovis in Yeridea. Machlokas Rishonim, the Rashba, the Rush, the Chulu, Rashi, everybody gets into the act. But here says the Shinu Kabet. What do you see from here? If you take one out, it's mutter, it can't become aser again. If I have 10 pieces of meat, one of them was trey, if it got mixed up, so we say bitl barov. So, that's halacha. You're allowed to eat the meat because it's batel. Who's allowed to eat the meat? So different days in the Rishonim. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes a couple of opinions. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah. Do we say that they could all be eaten, but one person shouldn't eat everything? Or one person could eat everything, but not all at once? Or one person could eat everything, even at once? That's the machlokas. Says the Shinu Kabet, you see from here, I would say the most makel opinion. Why? Because it says, once it's mutter, it's mutter. Says the Shita, Mikan Omer Haram, the Chaticha She'ena Ru'uya Liskabe. Right, a piece of meat that got mixed in. Shenispat Labishne Chaticha, Shalheter. 1 and 2. Shemutter La'ochlan Kulam, La'adam, U'Lavashlam Kulam, Bekadera Achas. You can cook them all in one pot, says the Shita. The Kibachin is Bata lo Iser Shuv Eino Choser Va'oser. Once it's mutter, it's mutter. Ava Bisha Yaduahu, Shah Iser Shum. Even though you know the Iser is there, Kivan Shah Torah. Hitira HaTorah Iser Ide Bitab Arov, Havi Mamish Keheter Gemura. It's Mamish, it's mutter. That's Bittel. That's the principle. He says, V'yeshah you osrin, some say not, based on the Gemara Masech B'charo. So the Shita says, I don't like that. I think, again, he says again, Kivan Jinnis Batel, Havi, Keheter, Gomer. And that's like the Shita of the Rush in Chul, in Zion Lam, and Zion, in a big sim in there. He quotes our Gemara also. This is the Shita, the most makel Shita, that even one person could eat it, V'bas Achas. The Rashba is not so convinced, in the Torah Sabayis, in Shara Dalid, that no, one person can't eat it all. Other people could eat. Each person could assume that they're not eating the Isser. But if one person eats everything, so that would not be allowed according to the Rashba. Okay, so we said ultimately it's Mishum Gzeira Drabanan. That's why you can't get them moving and then take one out. Continues the Gemara, my Rava. Let me ask you another question. So Hashi Dami Rabbanan Lo Nikriv, E Nakriv Lo Marzi. Right, Marzi. Rava says, if the Rabbanan are telling you can't be Makrivit, right, this whole mixture with Karbanos and Usser animals. If you were makrivit, doesn't bring any ritzui. Once the Rabbana knocked it out, so it's not maratza at all. So let's continue reading, and the Gemara is going to ask a couple of questions and answers on this, and then we'll come back to that line. Eis verafuna bar Yehuda l'Rava. Is it really true? What is Rava's statement? If the Rabbana would tell you not to be makrivit, if you were makrivit, it's not going to have any kapara power. That is what Rava says. And Rav Huna bar Yehuda is going to ask that on Rava from a Mishnah in Meseches Kinim. We're going to have. We've had already Mishnayis in Meseches Kinim. What's the Mishnah quoted here? Chata shenis arve ba'ola, you have a chata sa'of and ola sa'of. Remember, all Kinim is all about birds. So you have one little chata's bird that got mixed up with an ola bird. Chata's bird is supposed to be sprinkled lamata michot asikra, and the ola lamala michot asikra. V'ola shenis arve b'chatas. Either way, so you have one of each, afilo achas beribo. Even if you have one in 10,000, yamusu kulam, they all have to be die. Why? As Rashi quotes, ein pidyon laofos. You can't wait till they get a munami po to them. Birds cannot be nifta. That's the din. B'medvar mamurim, b'koin nimlach. This is only by a koin who comes to ask. What should he do? We'll tell him, you can't be makriv any of them. Avo b'koin she'ein nimlach. What if the koin didn't ask and he already did the avoda? Right, one's a katas, one's an ola. Asan lamala, mechsa kasher u'mechsa pasal. If he did him all lamala, then half are kasher, right, the ones that were supposed to be olos, and half are pasal, the ones that were supposed to be chatos. Lamata, mechsa kasher, mechsa pasal. And if he does it lamata michod hasikra, then the other half, the opposite. Achaz lamata v'achaz lamala, if it's one and one, shneim psulos. Then you have to maybe worry that they were flipped. Shani omer, chatas kreva lamala, v'olo kreva lamata. Question mark, what do you see from there? If the Kohen came to ask what should he do, we would tell him, don't be makriv anything. And yet here it says, if he did them all, at least half are okay. If he did them all lamala or all lamata, half would be okay. Kashan rava, se'ela. Really, it must be our opinion in the Mishnah says, Ela hakamad amar balechayim nidachin, hakamad amar balechayim einem nidachin. The Mishnah in Kenim holds that balechayim are not always pushed aside. Dichui doesn't apply to them, and our Mishnah holds balechayim are einan, are nidachin, and therefore they can be permanently, and Rav is pshat at least, they can be permanently stained. Said the Gemara Hari Shchutin, the Gelukuli Am nidachin. What about if an animal is already shechted? Then for sure, you don't have the principle of a Baal Chai is significant, right? It's already shechted, and everybody holds that it's Nidach, Vitnan, and yet we learn in the Mishnah, that we'll have Hashem in a couple of days, Reb Elazar Omer, if you have limbs of animals that got mixed up, so then you're not sure, you know, where to, some of them were Psulim, some of them were not, you're not supposed to be Maktir them. If you were Maktir one, you could assume the one that was done already was the bad one, and he can be makter all of them. Says Reb Elazar. In karva rosh alecha mehem yikrivu kol haroshim, makter all of them. Again, isn't that against Rava's rule? Rava says if you would ask and you would get an answer, don't do it, then it doesn't bring any kapara. But here it says you should do it. Hu da'amar kechanan ha-mitzri. It must be that opinion that holds like chanan ha-mitzri who never holds of dichui. Tatanya chanan ha-mitzri omer, and we had this once before. Afilu dam bekos. Maybe chaver umzaviglo. Right, if one of the seir on Yom Kippur died, just bring it. You don't have to bring a new pair. Just bring another seir and pair it up. And there's no dichui bechlal, and that's the shita of Reb Elazar as well. Period. Okay, one final point. Again, this is also in the Shita Mekubetzes. Here it's in the Hashmatos. You got to look in the back. It's a little longer. A couple of pages of Hashmatos in the Shita. It only goes up until Daf Peivav. Only Peivav Hashmatos. But if you look here on Daf Ayin Gimel, the fourth to last Daf. Here, that's discussed by the Shita, he says in Osvav, what are we saying? So, according to what we said, Lamaskana, it's only Durabanan that you're not allowed to get this animal being parish and moving. It's all Durabanan. So, it's all Durabanan. So, and it's not Maratza, so what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to bring another carbon? You're Mahavas Kulun Bazara. How could that be? They can tell you to bring a carbon where you have no chiv to bring a carbon, says the Shita Mekubetzes right here. He says, if you already gave one of them, then that should be good enough on a Torah level. So Rabbana telling me to bring another one? So how could that be? So he says, "L'chein nira la'anias." He says, "Nira l'Rabbeinu Manoach to kivon sheba hapsul kodem shchita hefker best in haya hefker v'yafkeinu rabbanon l'mamona minei hefker." The rabbanon have the power. Hefker best in hefker. Amazing application of it. V'yemkein einu meskaper bo kivon teinu shelo v'ino oker klal dover min haTorah.
If you bring it,
Hefker Bezen Hefker, the Rabbanan said, knocked it out, once it got mixed up, because of the Gzeira, they said, it's not yours. If it's not yours, then it's not going to bring you Kapara. And therefore, you would have to bring another carbon. So that is also a crucial line in the Shita Mekubetzes about how these Dichui Gemaras work. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the fourth line here on Ayin Dalet, Amid Aleph.